Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Patriots. Just a quick stop by today.
Hello, Patriots. Thank you for tuning in to find out more about what we're doing. I'm sorry for being a little late. Everyone in my circle, we were out for celebrating a special occasion last night. And, I have so much to catch up on, and I wanted to thank you for coming by. The benefit that I'm trying to work on, I think I might get help, but, you know, I'm a very optimistic person most of the time. But I don't see how this can't work if everyone gets behind it. But, you know, you have different things going on, so maybe they can work together. I don't know. But I'm excited because there's a special event coming up in the next few weeks. It's the Stampede Rodeo in Valley Center. That's special because they show it's like a cultural event where everyone sees how things are done with roping and going at Bronco ride and things like that, and it's not just for farmers or ranchers. It's actually an important thing to show your kids because America was settled before there were even a lot of wagons, and so people used horses as ways for transportation, but also for hauling and tearing down trees. And, you know, horses are wonderful, and I love horses, and my sister's really into them too, my twin. So I'm going to make her go. She said, oh, that's just for farmers and ranchers. I'm like, no, it's actually special. So if you want to know more about the upcoming rodeo in Valley Center, I posted it on blog.laurabella, and I think it's the 27th and 28th. There's so much going on, it's hard to keep track of everything. And I almost missed signing in today because I didn't set a reminder. All the platforms have you can follow the show, it's up to you if you want to do that. But it also, you can set a reminder about the show. So that's kind of nice. I think I explained to you about why this has been so hard. I've tried to keep a low profile because I didn't, that's another long story I'm not going to get into right now. But the bottom line is that I really need some help, and we can get really good teachers and counselors and volunteers child care providers and those kind of things, get them all rounded up, so to speak, And then we can proceed to the next step, which I believe it's going to be schools, private schools as well as schools that are detached from the public school system. We don't have any choice now. These people are wicked. And they're not just bad and incompetent and wasteful and stupid. They're wicked, okay? And I hate to say that because I know it's going to draw more fire on me, but I'm saying it. Okay, we're not going to be part of it. Now, I know a fella who has a wonderful art school. I don't know him well, but I've been impressed by him. And he has the Green Art House, and he is a key founder. And he's doing classes for adults, and he wants to do them for kids, but that's a whole other, avenue. But I would encourage you to check it out. His website's beautiful, and he's such a talented man. And it kind of ties into my twin who one summer worked for a famous portrait artist who's very well connected. And she was his chef and his, basically his major domo, like a person like Mr. Carson in, Downton Abbey. That's what she was. And she just wanted to explore that because she's a really great chef, a cook, and she wanted to test her skills. And it was an interesting experience. And so when I met Richard, I was impressed because he has such a talent, and I know he's doing all kinds of other things and involved with other things, but I have a feeling that he would, be a great art school director and, teach classes. He's just amazing. And he gave good certificates for art classes for our event. And I'm going to ask him for some more to give away as prizes. We're not sure about the location of the 9/11 event, but there are going to be lots of other events going across the country. And they're already happening. And they have got a lot of big hitters, heavy hitters behind them. So they get, well attended. So even if you don't, want to come out to Rainbow, California for the Inspired Vision event on 9/11, which we're still nailing down the details on, you want to be in the directory because or an advertiser because you are going to be seen because people are talking about this. And I know it doesn't seem that way because I've been so deplatformed and censored, but I know that there's a lot of great people involved in this. And they don't call me up and tell me that. I get visions and I know what's going on sometimes before other people do. So just think of me as Laura Bella, the Good Witch of the West. I'm not a witch. I'm trying to be funny, but that's kind of how I can explain it to you. One of the other great things about what I've been working on, I'm creating all these videos and logos and designs and things, and it's very taking time to do that. But I know we could teach kids about graphic design and writing and screenwriting, all the things that are connected to culture through movies and advertising. Our daughter was involved with advertising and political science when she was in college. And she knows so many great people, and some of them are in the movie field. And I can't even talk about it because I don't want to put them under fire. So I hope you have an understanding of how difficult this has been to do, to keep my family safe and to keep her friends safe. I can't be out there dropping names. And so that's why I do what I'm doing, but it doesn't always go very smoothly, and it's very embarrassing. But, I'm asking to bear with me because I know this is the right thing to do, and it could be so good to do be so great to do good things together, but it's also going to be such a monumental undertaking, and that monumental word ties into Kirk Cameron. He made the movie Monumental. He's a patriot. He has a big family, and he started a campfire talk type thing. It's on Facebook, and you know, his idea was to just get people together to chat and talk and, you know, share ideas and not attack each other and have civil conversations. And that's what we need right now, because there's going to be a big shift over to the middle and to the right, because people are aware now, like, oh my goodness, you know, this is much more complicated than you know, what we believe, because a lot of information is being censored, and it's still being censored, but just not as much as it was. I wanted to tell you about the rodeo, Stampede Rodeo, Valley Center Stampede Rodeo. I'm looking for the website because I want to make sure I tell you the right thing. I got so many windows open. Oh boy. I know it feels sometimes that I'm, you know, being tested way more than most people are, because...
Hello, Patriots. That is the overview on Operation Rainbow. I posted it on other shows and some of the other calling Oregon County. Yeah. Hello. Thanks for calling Living Company. I have troubles. I don't understand why this is so. Studio operation. I mean, I don't know. I'm having so much trouble. Thanks for calling in. I'll try to see you on air. Can you hear me? Sorry, the person is on hold. I can't see that your call becomes live. I have to call one day.